as anybody saw the game knows, it's an embarrassing display of football on our part. As epic of a failure as you could possibly have, all three phases, all aspects of the program, we didn't succeed. Bad football. Like I said, it's all three phases. It's not one phase. It's not one person. It's the entire football program, and that starts with me. That's on me to make changes to get this thing fixed. Right? Inconsistency from week to week is not acceptable. The lack of everything in this football game, from being able to run the football, being able to stop the run, being able to get off the field on third downs, stay on the field on third downs. Red area, being able to score in the red area, turnovers, time of possession, field possession, lack of big plays, lack of explosives and big plays, and lack of being able to limit them, sustaining blocks, tackling. So we've got major work to do, and we've got to stop this. We've got to fix this ASAP.
Right. Questions?
Does a game like this, where there was a lot of maybe missed assignments, missed tackles, does that lead to maybe evaluating personnel that you put on the field?
Yeah, everything's evaluated. Everything will be evaluated.
What were the main issues defensively?
Like I said, couldn't get off field on third down, penalties. Tackling, missed assignments, being a cohesive, coherent football team.
Go ahead.
I guess your team played really well last week and then they come back and obviously have a conquer today. Just kind of what do you put that on, like the kind of ups and downs still that you're seeing?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's on me. I'm the head football coach. Right? It was a failure in every aspect of the program today, right? And at the end of the day, that's on me. That's on me to evaluate it. It's on me to make decisions. It's on me to get them prepared. It's on me to be able to fix this.
After a performance like this, where is your confidence level in the defensive staff right now?
Yeah, I've got the same confidence in them as I do everybody else. Like everything, we'll watch the tape, evaluate the tape, sit down and meet with everybody tomorrow. There's no lack of confidence in staffing people.
Coach Key, this may sound kind of funny, but is it possible to have too much success too early on in the game like this, where you score twice quickly and then go cold for the better part of three periods?
No, not at all. I mean, those two series were outliers in this game. Those were outliers in this game. They just happened to be the first two drives. We didn't have momentum in the third series. I mean, there wasn't momentum third quarter, fourth quarter, second quarter. There wasn't momentum really, other than one play to start the game and one drive after that. So, as I said, this isn't a momentum thing. This is a playing football thing.
Coach, one bright spot is Eric Singleton scored a touchdown in his fifth consecutive game. What have you seen from him? True freshman playing at this level.
Yeah, he's a dynamic playmaker. He runs. He makes runs good routes, makes the tough catches, does his job.
Did you think there were effort issues as well today, or do you think it was execution or coaching, or like what do you put it on?
Yeah, it was everything. Like I said, Kelly, it was from top to bottom. And when you go back and watch film, 95% of what you're doing is confirming what you've already seen, what you've been addressing. But when you have some epic failures like we did today, there's some major things we have to get fixed.
Okay.
How do you hope your team responds to this?
Well, I hope they respond the right way. I mean, we have a conference game next week. On the road, the only choice is to respond the right way, and that's to go out and to fix the problems. to own it. There's no pointing fingers here. Right? There's none of that. You got to own this, and you have to own a game like that, and you know, be able to look yourself in the mirror. And that's, like I said, that starts with me.
Time for a couple more, Rob.
After scoring on those first two drives, the offense had a hard time finishing drives, and specifically when you had this third and fourth down with Haynes and the two sneaks, you know, with less than a yard to go, was there any thoughts of using the running back there, and then, you know, maybe some misdirection, that type of thing?
It was that far. If we can't sneak a football that far, we don't deserve to win a football game.
It seemed like the running back got most of his yards on broken tackles and yards after contact.
Balls that bounced outside, you know, yeah.
I guess how frustrating is it that this, I guess, been the one continuous issue you guys have had has been getting guys to the ground after contact, especially in the middle of the field.
Their side. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, that's not one of the issues. That's as big of an issue as there is. You know, being able to stop the run, and, I mean, you can't stop the run, you're going to have problems for the whole time. I mean, it's the clock will continue to get bled out like it did, and maintain possession, and I mean, falling forward for you know, numerous first downs and big plays. So, you know, another major area of concern, a major area that will be addressed.
Coach, like you mentioned, you have a big game next week, conference play. How do you reset? How do you personally?
Yeah, I mean, no different than any game. I mean, you know, every game has things you have to fix, have to change. Sometimes it's more than others. Sometimes, you know, things are more glaring than others. I mean, there's problems that need to be fixed. And that's what we will do, you know, beginning tonight and tomorrow, and we have to be able to get ready to play and use this as a some form of you know, honestly, some form of use moving into the next game. But personally, how would I rebound? I promise you, do not have to worry about that. I promise you, do not have to worry about me doing the right thing and getting this team ready to play. And we weren't ready, obviously, this week or today. But the work won't stop. The right way of doing things, you know, won't stop. But the outcome has to be different.
Coach Key, if you don't mind, what was the tone and the mood like in the locker room at halftime? We went in with a small deficit, but an unexpected deficit. What was the tone like?
Yeah, well, before anybody met with coaches, I brought them up and said, and told them exactly what it was, exactly where we were, and you know, they can choose to, excuse me, they can choose to linger on the first half, or we can come out and play a second game that day and do something about it. And you know, it obviously didn't happen.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Anybody coming in?
Yeah.